it's not a red card. It's not because it's Arsenal, believe me. I like to think I'm objective enough to say that it is a red, wasn't a red. That for me is a disgraceful decision.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Daily.
Your general take on how things have been handled and how it's all moving from the man in the middle standpoint?
I'd like to be very fair and balanced when I speak about this. I was one of the dissenting voices around this back in November when I spoke to Joanne Cantwell in RT about the way the rules have been written and the way the motions have been put to Congress, and I was horrified. And that's the language I used, and I'm still using it, at the way the rules were written and the language and how it just seemed to be blasé around, we're going to bring these seven enhancements. And this was the media spin that was put on this, seven enhancements. There was never talk about the 49 rule changes that were going to happen. And anecdotally, if you ask referees, we would have struggled to bring in five black card rules with five rule changes a number of years ago. To bring in 49 rule changes was astonishing. And I suppose I led that charge. I spoke to Jim Gavin on the week afterwards for 2 hours on the phone. I went down through every one of the individual rule changes and spoke to him about the language difficulties, how they were written wrong, how some of them were implicitly and still are unfair in the way they are written. And a report was written on RT.ie, and like most things, that's the end of it. It's refereeing, it's not really that big of a deal. We had a meeting with Colm Collins online, the FRC and the referees committee. Colm did his best to allay any fears, but unfortunately couldn't. That recording was asked to be deleted. We met Jim Gavin twice since then on his own, and we haven't had our issues settled. We had to meet Liam Keane from the Standing Committee on Playing Rules. The issue still wasn't settled. We had a scenario last Monday night where version one of the rule book was sent out, completely incorrect in parts. It was rescinded and version two sent out almost 3 hours later.
Who's sending the rules out?
The GAA sent them to the county board secretaries and they were passed on to us. Ironically, which was wonderful, our own national match officials manager didn't send version two out because he hadn't had time to proofread it. And they're literally asking us to correct the work for them. There are words brought into rules that have never been there before or passed at motions. There are rules that have disappeared. The black card rule for a deliberate trip is not in version two of the book. The word directly has been brought in and we asked it to be removed. And we're having real difficulty that we refereed a round of the National League already without a rule book. We met ourselves as a body of 40 GAA referees outside any involvement from Croke Park to decide upon what type of issues we were going to face and how we were going to consistently among us apply rules because we had no rule book. We're heading into round two. We still have no rule book. We have a scenario where we had a conference led at club coaches. We see James Horan on that talking about two rules that have come in, according to him, which never even made it to Congress, the head high tackle and the changing to the square ball rule. We had our former national referees manager, Patrick Doherty, speak about goal scoring opportunities to club referees where that doesn't pertain to club matches. We had the official GAA Twitter last weekend with Jim Gavin on a 3v3 scenario awarding a free on the 13-metre line, and it's not, it's on the 20-metre line. And we had our own colleague, and Morris is a great friend of mine, talking about black cards for underage kids for challenging the authority of a referee, which is a yellow card. And Morris now sits on the FRC. So we've all these people on the FRC and all the lies and misinformation, and nobody is listening to us since November the 17th. On the back of getting the support from the national referees body to go and speak to Joanne about this, nothing has happened. And we can't understand how it has not been picked up on that we are going into round two of the National Football League and we don't have a rule book.
So version one was sent out on Monday. That was after the National League?
After round one of the National League.
So a full round of the National League has been refereed without a rule book?
Correct.
Wow. And then on top of that, you've got to get to come to terms with all the different...
Well, 49 of them is incredible. Yeah. And I can sit here, and most people will know, and any of the journalists you will speak to will tell you that I can recall rules just like that. Technical fouls, aggressive fouls, they just come to mind. I can recite them. There are 49 now. I can't recite one of them. They are so convoluted in the way they are written. We have an advantage foul that is, in essence, advantage is the allowing of play, the continuation of play in time and space when it appears on the football field and the referee decides on that. That is put in set play. Set play is for penalties, sideline kicks, free kicks, kickouts, things where the ball is stopped. And to see it just blasé put advantage in Rule 2, it's one of my pet hates among a number of other issues within the rule book. And my referees WhatsApp group at the national level has lit up since Monday night, and the referees are great. We all know the issues. We can see where the language is failing. We can see what's left out or what they've put in. But they don't involve us.
You would think that your involvement would be very constructive and would grease the wheels and would make a lot of sense.
We would think so too.
And have you asked to be a part of the FRC or to be part even of conversations or to have a greater dialogue?
I need to be clear on this. When you say the FRC, that's the committee. We speak to Jim, and we've only ever spoken to Jim.
Okay.
Our first initial meeting last May, Jim Gavin attended, Patrick Doherty, the former National Match Officials Manager, attended, Shane Flanagan, who's the head of games in Croke Park, and Seamus Kenny, who was on the FRC. We never met anyone else outside of that. It has only been Jim after that. And, you know, all these issues were put to Jim on the phone on November the 19th. They were put to him again twice by the National Referees Body in December and again in January. We've met him twice, actually, in January, once in Abbottstown once in Croke Park, let me be clear, and once online. And we still haven't got this. This is 2.5 months after, you know, we brought this to the attention of RTE.
And is there a situation here as well where the FRC aren't actually responsible for sending out the rules? It has to come from the GA anyway.
Of course, the FRC are not responsible for sending out the rules. They have to be written in line with Standing Committee on Playing Rules and the Rules Advisory Committee, and then they're sent for publication to the Ard Stewart's office, and the Ard Stewart sends them out. But I mean, at no point was any inter-county referee asked to fact-check either version.
Wow, so there's a couple of different versions out there at the moment of
rules. They're gone. Yeah. They're gone. They are in WhatsApp groups around the country and sent out from county boards to their club referees. And the series of misinformation that has gone, and I don't know how they're going to tidy up on this, because there's a massive education piece now to go out, because there are incorrect versions of the GA rulebook floating around the country at the moment.
So just to be clear, this weekend, ahead of round two of the National Football League, there is going to be inconsistencies in the refereeing.
Absolutely. And I hope the general public understand that when we make mistakes, and we will make mistakes, that is not of our own doing, and there will be an understanding and a leniency towards referees who have been faced with this.
Right. Generally speaking, positive about the rules if they're all
absolutely
properly communicated.
Absolutely. I sat in Croke Park last weekend. I felt very fortunate to be invited in by TG Carr to do a bit of co-coms, and it was a wonderful game to watch. High scoring. I missed the Meath game down in Porkycueve. Caught bits and clips. I spoke to Tommy Rooney about it. It looked absolutely fantastic. There was absolute chaos in Hyde Park and Roscommon on Sunday. Fantastic game of football to watch. And that is what we want. As I think that is what has come back from the surveys, that, you know, the chaos is what people want. And the rules that Jim has brought in, we'll call them the enhancements, mm-hmm. the seven enhancements to differentiate them from the problems of the rules. The enhancements are working well. And everyone is going to have their own issues around maybe the goalkeeper or the descent and the 50 metres. But for the most part, it's certainly a far more enjoyable game to watch now at the outset of the National League than maybe it was before.
Off the Ball, Daily.